from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to drop this on you. The Commanders this year, not Sunday, this year. Dun, 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 are going to be 7-9-1 for their 2024 season. Obviously, yesterday I told you they weren't going to make the playoffs. Linnell has them making the playoffs, by the way. I do not. 7-9-1. Now, before you go off on me and say, yeah, you hate them, I picked them to make the playoffs the last 2 years, and I was woefully wrong. I'm sure I'll be wrong again, but I cannot in my heart absolutely, with their killer gauntlet schedule to start the year, I cannot in my heart think that they are going to be able to overcome what I think they are going to have to overcome with all of the other inefficiencies and questions and whatnot. 7-9-1. Now, you say, well, Chris, you got to be different. You're going to, instead of picking 7-10, you pick 7-9-1. I think this team is going to be very, very, very competitive and in almost every single game that they play. I also think they're probably going to lose two games. Just hear me out here. Two games because of their place kicking.
Now, I'm fine with your pick, 7-9-1, but you do realize that means at some point during the season when we're picking games, wins and losses, you're going to have to call a tie. Because either you're going to be right.
I don't know if that's... I think that's kind of sort of independent of each other. I understand what you're saying, but I sort of think those two components are independent of each other.
Okay, this is just this is your preseason.
Right. I'm saying it's going to be, there's going to be a tie because, look, it would have been easy for me to go 7-10 or 8-9. And I thought about both. And I was like right there. I was like, I think the schedule is really tough, whatever. I think the end of the schedule is tough. I think the first six games are brutal starting Sunday. But I also see like, this team losing a game at least, if not two, that they had with the jaws of victory, and then defeat is snatched right away, right? Because of something stupid, something that Dan Quinn will get blamed for or Cliff Kingsbury will get blamed for, and it comes down to the rookie play. Not he's not a rookie, but he's a very young place kicker, a very talented but erratic place kicker. And maybe it's just too easy for me to assign that, but that's just the scenario that I've cooked up in my head. I think it's going to be a really, really, really tough start to the year. I think they're going to get better towards the, you know, mid part of October, maybe later October. I think they're going to be better in that area of the season. And then we'll see how they finish off December and into January. 301-230-0980. Your reaction to me saying 7-9-1. I can't imagine that many would be like shocked by the 7 win total. Do you think they'll go over that? Do you think they'll go under that? Do you think that's right on? What do you think about the tie? I mean, we have more ties now than we ever have had. Why? Because they shortened the overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. During the regular season, it's much easier to tie now than it ever has been. I think that's pretty likely. And I could see it being a missed Cade York 35-yard field goal being the difference as to whether a game stays tied or not. I could see that. I think that's pretty easy. An athletic quarterback. I get it. I understand. I wasn't born yesterday. You weren't born yesterday. But I can't live with 7, 8, 9, 10 and expect my quarterback to last 17 or 18 or 19 games at a fully healthy and ready and productive level. Lamar's already, again, in this Washington Post piece saying, man, if I was healthy last year at the end of the AFC Championship game, we would have won. We would have made it to the Super Bowl. Well, this is the problem.
And
this
remember,
is the cumulative
right.
wear and tear.
And remember, Chris, MVPs, quarterback who wins MVPs, rarely ever win Super Bowls. I can't remember the last one that did.
I think Mahomes did it, but I'd have to double check.
But Mahomes may have done it his first one. Yeah,
I have to double check.
That's
right.
That's what I got to say.
All right, you got and you got six and time, and you got 6-11 for the year.
6-11. I got 6-11.
There you go.
Yes.
I mean, I hope it's a little bit better than that, honestly. But I appreciate you, Doc. Thank you. Let's get to our pal Sean in Connecticut real quickly here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.